It's time now for the Outdoor Report, brought to you this morning by Wells Guide Service and RX Drug Center. What's going on at the lake, Mr. Wells?
Man, it's shaping up to be a beautiful week. It started off this morning just a little bit muggy, low 60s and no wind whatsoever. We have a little breeze now, but not much. Nothing that would hurt you from fishing. But I tell you, the water level's about normal, maybe a hair bit high, but it's nasty. I mean, it's not muddy like we know Georgia red clay coming down the hill. It's more brown, nasty looking water. We'll leave it at that, but it's brown and nasty anyway. But fish are biting. We had a good week, you know. Last week we caught a bunch of brim, and over the weekend we really had fun with the bite.
You talking about the water being brown? Is the creek brown, or is it just mainly the river?
It's everywhere. It's not normal. It's just, you know, and maybe it's all the high water. You know, there's a lot of dead vegetation coming out of the woods. I don't know what it is, but you know, the creek's not clear like it's supposed to be, but the Flint and the Chattahoochee's worse for sure, you know. But they're different. They don't all look the same. The Flint's one color, the Chattahoochee's one color, the creek's one color. I mean, you can barely see the bottom in a foot of water at the lower end of the creek, so you know that's nasty. But anyway, the fish are biting. You just got to know where the sand is in different places to catch the brim and the shell crackers. And something else, yesterday afternoon after church is when we went fishing yesterday, but nobody. We only saw a couple of boats up the Hooch fishing, and none in the Flint or the lower end of the lake down there. So I'm not sure what was going on. It was a beautiful day yesterday, but nobody seemed to be fishing.
I saw that one fish y'all put on Facebook with a frog in its mouth. So does that mean the frog bite's getting pretty good?
Well, they did at times yesterday. We fished it off and on different times yesterday, and we hit a stretch there that we caught five or six fish pretty quick, and two of them well over 6 pounds. We didn't put the scales, put them on the scales, but, you know, we've handled a bunch of fish, and when I can stick my old big fist in their mouth without touching their lips, you know they're pretty good size.
That's right.
We had fun, though. It was a good day. Coosa got out. We even had an alligator yesterday in the Hooch come off the bank and come towards the boat. He wasn't scared. He was like, this is my area and y'all need to go. Me and Kusa's on the back deck, you know, and he's closest to us. Pam's on the front, but it didn't bother him a bit to come investigate us and see what we were doing there. And he got really close. So, you know, everybody needs to kind of be careful of that. They seem to be getting a little more aggressive than usual. But the fishing seems to be good, and we're going down from a full moon. So the beds may be declining for a couple of weeks till the new moon comes up, but it's just good fishing. We can get along pitch fishing. We caught a few brim. We even took a box of worms with us and caught a brim or two and shell cracker or two yesterday. We just go out there with an open mind and catch whatever's biting, and we usually have a good time.
10-4. All right. Well, we appreciate the fishing report this morning, and we'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning.
If you don't mind, I'd like to remind everybody about Celebrate Recovery at Southwest Baptist Church tomorrow night. It's every Tuesday night, beginning at 6 with a meal and a class at 7, and that's for any hurts, habits, or hang-ups that you might have. You know, just come see us. We got some good people in there, and it's really a good deal.
All right, we appreciate it.
All right, everybody have a good day and be careful.
You've been listening to the Outdoor Report, brought to you this morning by Wells Guide Service and RX Drug Center. At RX Drug Center in Bainbridge, managing your prescription has never been easier with our new My Pharmacy Connect service. You can order prescription refills online, receive reminders when it's time to refill your prescriptions, get text, email, or voicemail alerts when your prescriptions are ready, print your prescription history, see information about your medication, and best of all, it's free to our customers. For more information and help setting up your account, see Winston Brock or one of our friendly staff at RX Drug Center in Bainbridge. We'll be glad to help.